Another episode of the Too Much Rock podcast. This is your host, Sid Souter, and we started things off there with Goblin Cock, the song A Charles Dilemma from the Bagged and Boarded CD that came out on Absolute Kosher at the end of October. That band, as I said, is Goblin Cock. Goblin as in Dungeons and Dragons and cock as in a phallus. And in speaking of phalluses, that band is led by Lord Phallus, also known as Rob Crow from bands such as Pinback and Heavy Vegetable and Thingy and Octagonal Yours and Physics and probably a bunch of other ones that I don't even know about. He keeps busy writing weird songs of kind of off-kilter pop songs and then wraps them in odd noises from whatever kind of mood he has around him, whether it's children's toys like Octagonal Yours or who knows, whatever he might get his hands on. But that is an album that will alienate the metal crowd and alienate the indie rock crowd, and I think Rob probably intended it all, and he should be happy with it. And that is obviously a nod to the Aussie that we ended up last week's podcast with, some of the same heavy downtune doom and gloom guitars there. And that whole album is kind of a nod to the Sabbath sound. So there you go. I hope you survived Thanksgiving well and getting drunk with family members or traveling through airports as I did. I did make it back to Indianapolis, and it was largely uneventful. We're going to play, I think I got 7 songs for you, but some long ones, so I shouldn't dawdle too long. Let's move on with the next track by Baby Shambles. This is Pete Doherty of the Libertines and his new effort. He kind of was kicked out of the Libertines due to drug problems, and then occasionally drug problems. But he's come back with a new album, kind of mixed reviews, but I think it's solid, and I've listened through it a number of times. I am going to go play the single. The single probably came out in the summer, but the album just came out in November. The song is called Fuck Forever, and on the album, Down in Albion, which is kind of, Albion is his utopia, which is also an old name for England as well, so I'm not sure exactly what he's telling us there, but So this song is, as I said, Fuck Forever. It's Pete Doherty and the Libertines. I'm sorry, Pete Doherty from the Libertines, and the band is Baby Shambles.
Looked up never enough. Cause looking's only good for kicking apart the dark, the talk is all done. Ticking apart the dark, the moon. The talk is all done. Taking apart the dark, the moon is on. If we wouldn't be so tough, we'd probably have more to say. But lying is never enough. Well, that's all we used to. I noticed you're stuck in a rut. It seems like you're taking root. Wanting to be where we are is never any good. Taking apart the dark, the talk is all done. Taking apart the dark, the moon is on. Taking apart the dark, the talk is all done. Taking apart the dark, the moon is on. If only the moon were up, be trying to find my shoes. With nothing to say anymore, staying can only lose. If only my eyes looked up, perhaps I could find my way. Ooh, I never could see very far. Seeing's only good for taking apart the dark, the talk is all done. Taking apart the dark, the moon is on. Taking apart the dark, the talk is all done. Taking apart the dark, the moon is on.
John Ritter died 2 days ago. I saw a montage of his life's work on some entertainment show. They blew it all out of proportion, the way the TV always does. They said he was one of the greatest physical comedians there ever was. They had a thing with Henry Winkler. They had a segment with his wife. Although I'm still not sure if it was the one from TV or real life. They showed a clip from his old series. I hadn't seen that in a while. And everyone was in hysterics. I didn't crack a smile. But if you have to do a pratfall, have to use a prop, a lot of comics think that's cheating. That's why they all hate Carrot Top. They say it lowers expectations to always find the LCD. Yeah, if it's one thing about comics, they take their work seriously. You know, I think I'd feel the same way if I were dying in my suit. And at the same time, some guy's killing using a hammer and some fruit. I think that if I were a comic, I'd need a microphone, that's all. And you could put me in the spotlight. Up against the wall, but seriously, when I was a kid, I used to really like Bill Cosby and all the sound effects he did. And I'm from Massachusetts, so I'd be rolling on the floor when he did the one about the coin flip. For the Revolutionary War. I never noticed that he didn't use the F word. I just noticed he was smart. He took a crazy thing like stand up and he raised it to an art. And people see him as this nice guy who's into kids and hoagies once. That really classic Jimmy Carr line. I think it's nuts.
Three things there. Ending up there most recently was Don Lennon with Last Comic Standing, his ode to John Ritter, and comics in general, I guess. That's from his new album, came out last month. It's called Routine, and I guess it's on Martin Phillips Records. His previous one, Downtown, was on Secretly Canadian, but he's bounced back to Martin Phillips for this one. He's, I believe, living in New York now, but a former Bostonian, fronted a band, the Umpteens, a million years ago, at least by Boston standards. If you're in town more than 3 years or 4 years here for school, I guess, then you're old school. And yeah, he was old school then, previous crop of students. I'm not sure I like that album as much. The previous ones were a little more biting, and he seems to have mellowed a bit there. And some of the character studies aren't as good as they used to be, I think. But I like that song, and we'll just leave it at that. Before that was Field Music from their self-titled CD. The song was If Only the Moon Were Up. That came out in August, an English band from kind of the northeastern part of the country, same place that Maximo Park or Featureheads have come from, pretty much near Scotland. I imagine there are sheep there. Before that, and as a another English band, started off with Baby Shambles there. As I said, Pete Doherty of the Libertines, his new effort. Coming up next, let's see, I've got some Tristeza, the song La Tierra Sutil, or however it would be pronounced, from the album E Colores, maybe, from Better Looking Records, came out last month. The band is from San Diego, same as Rob Crow earlier. Wonder if they know him. This band's been around for a while. It was kind of fronted by Jimmy Lavelle, who later left to form the Album Leaf, and I think I've played them before, or I guess I'll play them more later, who knows. I'm a fan, though. This is kind of like the fourth album or something like that, and they've changed quite a bit. Still wonderfully post-rock. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And then we'll, after that, probably hit some American Analog set. They were here a couple weeks ago, and that was good stuff. So we'll play some of them after that. But let's go ahead and go off with Tristeza right now.
Thank you.
Yes, that was American Analog Set from their album Set Free. Came out on Arts and Crafts in September. An Austin band. I believe they may have another album in the works, but they are definitely breaking up, and this was the last tour. I did hear rumors that they were putting together something, though. The song there was Fuck This, I'm Leaving, which is a sentiment I must agree with here. Maybe without the expletive, but I do have one song left to play. And it'll be by another Austin band, this one, Explosions in the Sky. They are on tour now, of sorts, kind of some odd dates here and there, but they're playing 3 dates in New York City next week, or week after next, I guess. They're playing December 11th, 12th, and 14th in New York. 11th and 12th are sold out. There are still tickets available for the 14th. I wish I could make it down for that. I know that Bradley from the Knack will be going down to that one, going down to one of those at least, so hopefully he'll record it and we'll get to hear it, and it'll be wonderful. The band is working on a new album, but until then we'll play something from their last album. This is 2003's The Earth Is Not a Cold Dead Place. I don't know who said it was, but the song is 6 Days at the Bottom of the Ocean. So let's end things off here. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 9. I am your host, Sid Souter. Please get in touch, leave comments, visit TooMuchRock.com, and hate mail is appreciated too. Just something so I know you're out there. Thank you very much.